So this is a, I feel it's a very interesting topic. Now, I felt it was appropriate for this time of the year. During the summer, a lot of people are coming, making Aliyah. And I remember a few years ago, I was watching one of the flight arrivals, and one of the Nefesh B'Nefesh arrivals. And I saw a guy, he came off the plane, and they showed him coming down the steps, and he looked straight into the camera, and he made a nice Shechiyanu, a Shema Malchus.
Wishing him Malchus.
And then he proceeded to get on the ground and start kissing the all the gasoline stains on the ground over there by the airplane. And
tarmac.
And after that, I started wondering, was that the right thing to do? Are you supposed to make Shechiyanu? Is it a good thing to do? Is it just like optional? Is it neutral? What's the story?
It's a bracha, though. You can make a bracha.
He made a bracha.
Well, what bracha did he make?
Specific answer to the question, but if we discuss a little bit about Shechiyanu, we can kind of plug it into this Shaila. So the Gemara in Brachos, it's the, if you have a sheet, it's the first sheet, first source. So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Zayin, it says, Hey Omer Demakriv Menachos Bishalayim, Omer Baruch Shechiyanu Vikimanu Vigenu Zmanazeh. I asked somebody who was, a person was being Makriv Mincha in Yerushalayim, right, you should say the Shechiyanu. So it's not clear exactly why he's saying Shechiyanu. So Rashi, it's not Rashi on that daf, but Rashi in Menachos, daf Ayin Hey and Viz. So he explains, he says, what's the case here? Kigon Shelo Hikriv Kohen Zeh Adayin Mincha Miyamav. We're talking about a case of a Kohen who was never Makriv in Mincha in his life. So since he's doing this mitzvah for the first time, so he says Shechiyanu. Right, so Rashi, the basic concept of Rashi is that if you do a mitzvah for the first time, that simcha of the first time ever doing a mitzvah requires Shechiyanu. So if you take this concept, a person who is making Aliyah for the first time, hopefully just one time, but for the first time, so he makes a Shechiyanu based on this concept because it's the first time he's doing this mitzvah. If you're doing a mitzvah for the first time, you make Shechiyanu. That's the concept in Rashi. And if you skip down to number three, I went from 1, 2 to 4 and 3. But if you go down to 3, the Ramah in Yeridea, he says a similar concept. He says, Misha shachat pam arishon bevarach Shechiyanu. He's talking about shchita. Somebody who shecht for the first time, he makes a Shechiyanu. Al kisoy, he makes the Shechiyanu on the kisoy hadam. Avalo ala shchita, the mazik liberia. Right, you don't make a Shechiyanu on the shechita itself because you're harming a living being, but you make a Shechiyanu on the kisui adam. But the same idea, mishashachat par marishon, right? He's shechting for the first time in his life. So it's the same concept. You're doing a mitzvah for the first time in your life. It's appropriate to make a Shechiyanu. But Tosfos argues on this concept. Tosfos says, just because you're doing a mitzvah for the first time in your life, it doesn't mean you say Shechiyanu. So if you look in number 4, so Tosfos on the daf and brachos daf lamed zayin, so he explains why that kohen who was makriv mincha said Shechiyanu. Because it says v'chav dal mishmaros hayu, right? There's 24 mishmaros, 24 groups of kohanim who go. Everybody has their mishmar and they go for that for a week and they do their avodah. So the 24 mishmaros. The whole Shabbos mischadesh is mishmar acheres. Every week there's a new mishmar, a new group that comes. So imkein kol mishmara ena mishmeres ela beis pamim b'shana. So it turns out that each mishmar goes twice a year to do the avodah. The kevin sheish lehem zman kavua mevarchon shechiyanu. Right, since they have a zman kavua, it's a mitzvah that they do for at a specific time every year, then they say Shechiyanu. Right, so Tosfos says that you don't make Shechiyanu because you do a mitzvah for the first time. But it's a mitzvah that, once a year, twice a year that you do, for his chatshus. Now, you know, it's that one time a year, or two times a year that you're doing this mitzvah, so that's like a renewal of that mitzvah, that's you know, a rare mitzvah, you say Shechianu. So in Tosfos also, Tosfos in Sukkah.
So first time mitzvah though, it's not part of a cycle, and therefore you would right. not, you're saying. Okay.
Right, it's a mitzvah, it's part of a cycle. And we see this concept, you know, we see it all the time. You can see it on Yom Tovim, right? Every Yom Tov, you know, you could be 100 years old, it's your 87th Sukkot, you know, as a Bar Chiyuv, and you're still making Shechianu on the Lulav, the first time you shake the Lulav. So even though you've done it so many times, you know, Chanukah, you've lit candles so many times, you're still making Shechianu. So it's not about the fact that you're doing it for the first time. It's the fact that it's something that comes in a cycle, and now that it's that one time a year, or two times a year that you're doing it, it's the eschatus of that mitzvah. And the Tosfos in Sukkah, he says, lo yivarech Shechianu al tefillin tzitzis. You don't make Shechianu on tefillin tzitzis. Vaflo bris mila. You don't make a shachin on bris mila. Elal mitzvah sheyeshala simcha umisdemenes mizman lizman. You only make shachianu on a mitzvah that comes along from time to time. Right. So something like bris mila, for example, right? It does something that happens. It comes, you know, it is something that happens once in a while, but it's not something that happens at a kavua time. Something like Yom Tovim, it's kavua every year. Chanukah is kavua every year. So you make Shechianu. Something like Bris Mila, you can go years without having the mitzvah of Bris Mila. You can go your whole life without Bris Mila. Right, we don't pass on that. But that's the concept in Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, a person who is making Aliyah is now you know, chayev in the mitzvah of Tluyos Ba'aretz, right? But when he comes, he makes Aliyah, he does that mitzvah for the first time, you know, first time in his life, he would not make Shechianu, according to this Svara. Right, so that's one important yisod. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Rashi says that first time you do a mitzvah, that's the reason for Shechianu. Tosfos says no, it's a mitzvah that comes along, you know, in a cycle, and once or twice a year, that's when you make the Shechianu. Fine. So Shulchan Aruch, if you look in the fifth source, it says kana talis. If you buy a talis, vaso bo tzitzis, and you put tzitzis on it, mevrach shachianu. Right? He says you make shachianu. And why? The lo gara mikelim chadashim. It's not any worse than buying a new kli. Right? Meaning in the next source of the tour, the Beis Yosef explains the Shulchan Aruch also that the reason why you make shachianu on this talis that you put tzitzis on, it's not because you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's because it's a beged chadash. Right, just like you make a shachianu any time you have a new beged. So here, okay, so you happen to put tzitzis on it, but a new beged requires shachianu, and that's the reason why you make the bracha. It's not because of the mitzvah, necessarily.
It's not meant for the 3 weeks. So it would be usher to be beged chadash, but if there's a mitzvah, maybe you'd be allowed to say, you'd be allowed to have a new... Well, are you allowed to buy a talis and tzitzis in 3 weeks? Right, according to...
You probably wouldn't be able to.
According to the Shulchan Aruch, you wouldn't be able to use new clothes, but if it was mitzvah, you would be able to do it, I guess, right?
Why?
Because you're allowed to do a mitzvah. If it was Alice the mitzvah that you're saying the Shechianu, then you're having a new...
Why is there a mitzvah to specifically wear a new talis? You already have a talis.
You need a talis.
If you need one, okay, if you don't have one, then obviously you have to have one. There's no bits involving it, per se. We need their bits again
for that. Yeah, I don't know.
But the reason here was because of the mitzvah, then you say Shechianu on the mitzvah itself. Right? Even if you already have one, you say Shechianu for the mitzvah.
For which mitzvah?
Tzitzis.
That one you do all the time.
Yeah, I don't know. But if you look in the next verse, the tour. The tour says, "Oset tzitzis la'atzmo mevarach shachianu." He says the same thing as Shulchan Aruch. But so we gave one answer. We said the svar of the Beis Yosef. The reason why the dafka we say that tzitzis you make shachianu is because it's a new beged. But the Bach in the next verse has a different reason. says the Tzitzis Vaday Kemesh Al Yada Yiskor Kol HaMitzvos Hashem. Right, Tzitzis. Actually. What the Bach was addressing is that why the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur only mention Shechianu on Tzitzis and not on Tefillin. Right, Tefillin's also, you could say it's a new kli, right? It's a new thing that you bought. But why would that make a difference?
Why did it make a carbon? I'm going to
make someone covering the blood. Yeah, the tefillin is so far removed from the actual.
Yeah, shechita, the mitzvah is the killing, as opposed to here.
You killed something to make
the tefillin. But the kisa, you do make a bracha on, even though it's associated, because it's not the action of the killing itself.
And the Ramah mentioned that you don't make a shechita when you actually slaughter an animal. That's already you're killing it, you're making something. Yeah, every baguette is made from an animal. It's got to be a.
It says in Shulchan, you shouldn't make a shechita look on shoes and on leather, or things that are made from an animal. I asked Rabbi Moon, it's about like a sefer Torah or a tefillin, as you say, but that's what's different.
Okay. But the Bach makes a chiluk between tzitzis and tefillin. It says, I'm a tzitzis. Vaday kevan shal yada yiskor kol mitzvos Hashem, right? But tzitzis, right? The tzitzis we know, right? The gematria 600, and yeah, the knots, you know, the whole gematria, the famous gematria. That tzitzis reminds us of all the mitzvahs, all the sigur shalachim mitzvahs. So ika simcha b'pam rishon kishalavshan, right? So there's an extra simcha the first time you're wearing tzitzis, because tzitzis is such a like an all-encompassing type of mitzvah. It reminds you of everything. Masha'en kevan tefillin. Tefillin is different. Right? But tefillin is a much more much more heavy type of mitzvah, because you have to have a gufnaki, right? Certain machshavos you're not allowed to have with tefillin, certain things you can't do. So, right? V'ika mora v'onesh lekha simcha. Right? When you put on tefillin, it's more of a, you know, you're nervous. You have this your fear of the punishment, because there's so many halachas, specific halachas, what you can do, what you can't do. You have to have a gufnaki, a lot of restrictions with tefillin. So you're not going to have as much of a simcha.
You mean the first time you wear it? The first time you wear like a bar mitzvah?
A brand new pair you buy.
Yeah, I'm talking about.
By census, it's like for a 3-year-old?
No, I'm talking about a brand new pair of everybody.
Yeah,
it's not a baby tongue.
Why is a brand new pair different than. It's not a big it wasn't the industry that you're doing every single day. The days of the mitzvah.
No, it's about a brand new pair.
So you're not making it on the mitzvah, you're making it on the item, but then what does it have to do with more?
No, they were saying by tzitzis, right, the first time. I guess by tzitzis is more of a svar to make shechianu, because it has a more of a simchadic aspect to it, because it reminds you of all the mitzvahs. As opposed to tefillin, which doesn't have that, so it wouldn't be a svar to make shechianu and tefillin. Right. So in the sefer that I have here, this is Kolol Eretz Chemda. It's like more of a Dati Lumi type of Kolol, but they come out with a lot of svarim with a lot of modern day halachic. Shilas. So they take this concept of the Bach. The Bach said, you know, why is it appropriate to make Shechenu on Tzitzis? Because it reminds you of all the mitzvahs of Hashem, right? So he brings down all the sources. For example, in the Sefri, it says, Eretz Yisrael, Shkula Keneged Kol HaMitzvos. Right? Living in Eretz Yisrael is a Shkula, it's a weighted, you know, it's Keneged all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Right? So just like by tzitzis, right? Tzitzis reminds you of all the 613 mitzvahs, right? Eretz Yisrael also, living in Eretz Yisrael, it's shkula connected kol mitzvahs. It's weighed up, you know, it's weighed up against all the mitzvahs in the Torah, right? We know all the other midrashim that.
Therefore, there's simcha by Eretz Yisrael. That's what you're proving.
It's the same type of simcha, yeah. Just like by tzitzis, you have the simcha because now you're reminded constantly of all the 613 mitzvahs. When you're in Eretz Yisrael also, because Eretz Yisrael is shkula connected kol mitzvahs. And we know that a person living in Eretz Yisrael is a Kamishi Yesho Eloka. When you're here in Eretz Yisrael, you have a God. When you're in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have a God. So again, living in Eretz Yisrael, you know, it's as if you have a God, and it's as if you have, it's like you're accepting all the mitzvahs, and now you have a God. And right, the famous Ramban that you know, when you live in the Chutz La'aretz and you're doing mitzvos, you're basically just preparing and practicing for coming here and doing the mitzvos. So you see that by Eretz Yisrael you have the same concept as by Tzitzis. Right, just like Tzitzis reminds you of all the mitzvos, Eretz Yisrael also reminds you of all the mitzvos. Right, so we could take so what they're saying is that you could take this concept of the Bach, right? That you know, he says you make Shachyanu on Tzitzis because it reminds you of all the mitzvos. You can say the same thing by the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, the same concept.
So you would make a Shachyanu?
Yeah, yeah. The Sefer is very pro making Shachyanu on Dafka on this mitzvah. Fine, so that's another thing. Another famous thing, this Bach. Another concept, you see from the Chasam Sofer, now source number 9, Chasam Sofer and Orachaim Simon Unhei, right, he says a general concept. Kalos, or for example, a Kala, right, Nagu Levarach B'Tfilasan, Harishona, right, there's a Minag by Kalos, right, the first time they go to the Mikvah, that they make a Shechyanu, right, the first Tfilah. Why? Shenachnasos ata lemitzvah sanashim tefila chala v'nakos aner. Right? Kala makes a shachyanu before the first time she goes to the mikvah. Why? Because now she's entering into a new, like a realm of mitzvos. Right? When she wasn't married, she didn't have the mitzvah of tefila. She didn't have the mitzvah of chala v'nakos aner. And now she's entering into that category of a new category of kiyum mitzvos. Right? So since she's entering into this new category. So she would say Shachyanu just on that.
That's different than Rashi's Shita. Originally, it was the same.
It's different than Rashi. This is like a, you know, because she's now she's married, she's chayv in many more mitzvos. That's what she makes Shachyanu.
It's not on the mitzvahs themselves. It's right. on getting a madriga.
Entering into that madriga of having more mitzvos to do.
Why doesn't the Barachil say?
Oh, so that's the next thing that I wrote in my own handwriting, right next to it. The same tshuva on the Chasam Sofer. So he says, "Hanichnas l'chiyav mitzvah." He's talking about a bar mitzvah boy. "Balkein yivarech kol bar mitzvah b'tchilas anachas tefillin al kol mitzvos she'asid la'asos kol yamav." Right? The Chasam Sofer is saying that a bar mitzvah boy, when he puts on tefillin for the first time.
First time or when he's bar mitzvah? It's a 30-day
no,
difference.
No, he's a chiyah, as a bar chiyah.
So it's not going to be the first time you put on tefillin.
Right, not when he's 12 and...
Because when I say it on Kriya Shema the previous night, why do I do it till the morning?
Maybe he wants to be able to say, they also say maybe tefillin you should make...
Right, there's a whole machlokas whether you, a bar mitzvah boy makes shechen on tefillin. So I guess, since there is, you know, is it sad to say that you make shechen on tefillin, you should have to...
They don't wait till the
party?
They don't do it Wednesday. They don't do it when they put it on for the first time. I don't remember.
They don't say.
Oh, you mean halacha l'maisa? No, we're not knowing to. We'll get to that later. It's also part of something.
What's the assertion in his source? The one Mark written on the side.
Yeah.
The assertion is to say or is not to say?
Right, so the Chasam Sofer is saying that just like a kala, right, she's entering into this realm now of tefillah and halakas aner and chala, right, she's entering into this new realm of mitzvos. The same concept by Bar Mitzvah. Bar Mitzvah all of a sudden now is entering into a new realm. He's chayv in all the mitzvahs now. So when he puts on his tefillin, he should make a Shechiyanu. Not just on the tefillin, but on the fact that he's now going to be chayv in all the mitzvahs. Right, so he says, he should make the bracha al kol mitzvah she'asid la'asos koyamav. On all the mitzvahs that he's going to do in the future as a gadol. Right, so based on this class from Sofer, right, when you enter into a new realm of Kiyama mitzvos, you should make Shechiyanu. Right, and therefore we could plug this into our Shaila, right? The person who's coming to Eretz Yisrael, he's now chayav in all the mitzvos atzluyos baretz. Right, he's entering into a new realm of Kiyama mitzvos. So now he should make Shechiyanu. And we see this concept that he quotes here, Rav Kook. Rav Kook, when he greeted the Ger Rebbe came to Eretz Yisrael, and Rav Kook told him, you know, that when you make the first time you do one of the mitzvot of Tfilas Ba'aretz, you should say Shechiyanu, because now you're entering into this realm of a person who's chayv and mitzvahs
atlus ba'aretz. So it's not
the
aliyah, then. It's dependent. You visit Eretz Yisrael.
Right. I guess once you start doing the mitzvahs atlus ba'aretz. It's not the right. It wouldn't be the moment you walk off the plane. It's, I guess, the first time.
And I say, you know, the aliyah gives you like a status because you're kavua here, and you're always.
You could argue that owning property is also a lot of those things apply.
What if he's paying taxes? He's really not.
Like I say, if you own property and you have a field or something, yeah, you have a yard. So all of a sudden, you're right away. You're chayv in all the mitzvahs atlus ba'aretz. So again, you know, the Chasam Sofer didn't address this issue directly, but you know, in the Sefer here, they're making a kind of like a diuk based on what the Chasam Sofer said, that you're entering into a new realm of kiyum mitzvos, so you would be chayv and you should say shachiyam.
But I mean, I'm really chayv mitzvos of kliyas baras even in kol kares too.
I mean, if you go to the supermarket there,
yeah.
Israeli tomatoes. Or,
yeah.
Okay,
you're at a point where you don't really want to do the mitzvah. First of all, you don't even know what stuff comes from Israel half the time.
Oh, that's just the mitzvahs that
but
I.
But is eating the fruit the mitzvah of
no, taking too much mice is a mitzvah.
But you don't even know if it's from Israel.
You can tell half the time it says on there.
It's a suffix of the night, you have to.
Huh?
It's a suffix of the night.
That's all the technicality of the mitzvahs, but lamaisa, if I have fruit from Eretz Yisrael that I know wasn't. It's Kevil, I have to take him as my son. What?
You're not living here.
So what? I'm still high in mitzvahs to play his bars. What?
So the living here is going to be
the place where.
No, it's a chi of. I mean, when it's the rights, it's a chi of Kari Smith, Tevil, and Kustar, just like it is in Eretz Yisrael.
Okay, I mean, the Iker place of mitzvahs to his bars is here, in Eretz Yisrael.
No, I understand, but I'm not. What I'm saying is, I'm not entering into a new realm because I have no more chiyuvim now than I did before. That's no new.
You went to Jaffa Arid in New York,
right?
You could also live in Eretz Yisrael and never get something from there.
Right. Correct.
Okay, I guess we're talking more generally speaking. You're when you come here, you're totally high in all mitzvot this one.
Opportunity.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you're, you know, if you're in Chutz La'aretz and you happen to buy a tomato or whatever from Eretz Yisrael, you'd be chayv in Chutz La'aretz, but it's not the same as being here. You know, it's not the Iker Chiyuv is here. Fine. So that's another thing. So source number 10, the Bach. He says a general klal about Shechianu, which we could also plug into our shayla. He says, "Nirad ikal lachalek min brachas Shechianu l'shar brachas." Right, you can make a chilak between the brachas Shechianu and other types of brachas. The brachas Shechianu shaba libo shel adam. Right, Shechianu is something that depends on the heart of a person, depends on the way a person feels. Shiachol levarich afapi she'enu vadei chayav. Right, he says you can make a Shechianu even though you're not, you know, definitely chayav. Right, so the Bach says that, you know, Shachianu is a bracha that you make on a simcha that you have, right? And even if you're not necessarily definitely chayav to make the bracha, you're not over on lo tisa, you're not over on saying Hashem's name in vain. Right? If you're happy and you're making a bracha to Hashem, Hashachianu Adzman Azeh.
So you mean it could, right? Be optional and
right. It's more of an open bracha, right? If you're doing if you're doing something and it brings you tremendous simcha, so according to the Bach, there's nothing you don't have to worry about if you're definitely chayav or not. As long as you have this the simcha, you can make Shachianu. Right. So from this Bach, it's clear if a person is making aliyah and he's happy about it, hopefully, and right. So that tremendous that simcha that he has, he can take that simcha and make shachianu. It's not a problem, even if he's not necessarily vadai chayev. Right. So that's another tzad to say that you could say shachianu. If you go down all the way on the bottom, I wrote down another source in the Shalosh Tshuvos Mishnah Halachos, and also in the Shalosh Tshuvos Shol V'Nishal. They say they actually address this issue directly, and they say lo levarich kol od ein beis hamikdash omer al telo. Right? So they say straight out that as long as the Beis HaMikdash is not built, you don't make Shachianu, because there's something missing, right? You don't make Shachianu on a half, half a it's not a complete simcha.
Well, is it something missing, or is it because they're saying that you don't have Kiddush
Lashayta? There's still sadness.
No, no, it has to do with Kiddush Rishon, Kiddush Lashayta, Kiddush Lashayta. That's not what they're talking
about. No, that's not what they're addressing, the fact that
your simcha is not really complete.
It's not a total, it's not a complete simcha.
Even if you think it might be, it's not.
Right, we're here in Eretz Yisrael, but, we're still on the floor, on Tisha B'Av morning. There's still something missing. Without the Beis HaMikdash.
But it's not a simcha that's something missing.
Right, the brachas dafta on Yishev Eretz Yisrael when the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed. Uh-huh. There's something missing there. So they, according to them, you would not make Shechiyah. Fine, so.
It's very interesting because you see number of Rishonim record their journeys to Eretz Yisrael, and they actually give detailed accounts of now I got to Yafo and they kissed the ground. You never find they say they made a Shachiyah. They say they tore their clothes when they got to the Beis HaMikdash.
So I guess they went with this Mahalik. They got to Eretz Yisrael, but there's something missing. Right? So it's not appropriate to make Shachiyah. Fine. So now, just going back for a second about the tefillin, right? So there's a whole shaila about whether a bar mitzvah boy makes a shekhanu at tefillin. Right, and it's back and forth. A lot of people can say yes, a lot of people can say no. So if you look in source 11, the Mishnah Berurah, in Mishnah Berurah in Or HaChaim, Simcha Beis, so he says, well, what should you do l'maisa, right? So there's a big machlokas, what should you do l'maisa? It says, Ma'anachon shiachnes atmo li'ischayev shekhanu, mitzad achir. Right, you should place yourself into the chiyav, meaning you should do something to make yourself chayav shechiyanu from mitzad acher, from some other place. Meaning, he's going to explain. V'yichavein liftor gamezeh befrat. Right, you should have kavana to pater the tefillin also. Imulo b'shata v'tefillin pam rishon v'mechayev v'vada yira lasos eitzazu yesh poskim shesovrim da'al kol mitzvah sh'adam oseh pam rishon v'yamav v'mechayev yivarach shechiyanu. Right, so basically, what the Mishnah Berurah is alluding to—if you—I didn't write, I didn't type out the whole thing—but the Mishnah Berurah is basically saying that a bar mitzvah boy should wear some type of new beged, or you should, eat some new fruit or something like that. He should make himself chayav shechiyanu. Bavadai, do something that for sure requires a shechiyanu. And then when he says the bracha, you should have in mind for the tefillin also when he makes a shechiyanu, just to cover himself. So what they bring down here at the end, more of a maskana, right? And they bring down the Kaf HaChaim says this, and the Mishana Halacho says this. But the best thing to do is that when you're getting off the plane, and you're carrying your 8 carry-ons and 3 car seats and 5 kids on your back, you should wear your newest 3-piece suit just to make Shechiyanu. And just to cover yourself. That's really the Lamaisa, just to be safe. That's the best Eitza. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, that when he talks about tefillin,
was that guy wearing
he says,
a
whenever there's
suit?
A suffix,
was that guy wearing a 3-piece suit?
He actually was wearing a suit.
Okay.
And a tie.
Yeah.
Cheese in the bathroom.
Right, yeah. Or just bring a guava with you. But based on this Mishnah Berurah, about tefillin, it says like it's better whenever there's a suffix whether you make shechiyanu or not. It's better to do something and to make yourself for sure chayav. To make a bracha on something that you definitely have to make a bracha on, and cover that suffix thing, which is we see by in Chutz La'aretz, Yom Tov Sheni, right? Make shechiyanu the second night on some type of new fruit, just to cover the suffix. The whole suffix whether you make shechiyanu on Yom Tov Sheni. So we always try to place ourselves. Make yourself chayav in the shechiyanu and have the other thing in mind. So I guess that's the maskana. Halacha l'maaseh.
It's tough.
You
know,
on the second day of Rosh Hashanah, you have to stay safe.